Been a while, but we got Chris on the horn from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. Sounds like we got something to talk about, Chris.
Well, we had a little bit of perch activity here now in the last couple of days, especially here on Thursday. I had just all kinds of people coming in, buying all kinds of perch minnows and 2-inch minnows to go fishing for perch, and they ended up wiping me out completely of 1- and 2-inch minnows there on Thursday, but we were all stocked up and good to go for the weekend here now.
They still coming in today then?
Actually, it's been kind of quiet today. Oh. I think everybody got stocked up yesterday, so if the weather holds, I'm sure we'll see a bunch of people on Saturday then.
Well, it sounds like they're catching really good numbers of perch. I mean, it's not even just fair, but I got 4 or 5 reports of people, you know, saying, we wanted to quit. We got 25, 28 perch, 30 perch, and we're done.
Yeah, so I heard a couple reports like that yesterday.
What were they using other than the perch minnows? Were they just rigging them simple slip bobbers and sinker, or what?
Generally, the basic perch rigs. It sounded like it was more deeper water in the bay here. And actually, some of the guys came in, they were catching perch fishing for walleyes, and they were catching them drifting with crawler harnesses.
Mm.
So I'm sure chunks of night crawler would work good, too, on the perch rigs.
Was there a color that they were adding to it in some type of form or another?
No, just a chunk of meat.
Just a chunk of meat. Has the bluegill fishing slowed down at all in the harbor?
I've not had too many reports here now in the last week or so. It's been pretty windy and a little cooler. Had some rain going through, so it's kind of slowed down the numbers of people. But I wouldn't be surprised if you could still go down there and catch a few.
And tell the folks again, remind them how they were catching those bluegills.
Basically just fishing in and around the boat docks down there. Just as simple as can be, just a plain hook and a worm under a bobber, and as good as anything for the bluegills down in the harbor.
Well, I did get a couple of reports from pike fishermen around Little Bay to Knock. Are you hearing anything from them?
Not too much here. We're selling some sucker minnows for people fishing down in the harbor there in Escanaba. And they're getting some fish, too, but I haven't heard of any big fish here recently.
Well, we're going to talk walleye in our next outdoor report, talk about the big walleye that eventually moved back into Little Bay to Knock once the water temps come down a little more, and see where they're catching them right now. Plus, Chris has got intel on the rivers specifically for salmon, browns, and a huge steelhead that was reported being caught out of a Lake Michigan river. So stay tuned for part 2 coming up later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.